impressed with what I've built. Yeah, I'm like, okay, what project have you built? And then they'll be like, oh, I say, and when I say, they want to talk, and I'm like, apart from a to-do list, and then they don't have anything else to say. because it's so common.
Mention to-do list.
So don't just copy it. Try to explain to someone. Try to teach it. Try to find ways in which you, so you can like, apologies to the front end guys outside there, but I feel that front end has been emphasized. Yeah, what's the name?
There are a few ways. What?
I don't say it again.
Say it again. Not getting jobs, or they're not even, you know, getting jobs or putting themselves out there. I always say start writing. That's one of the things to help you build your career. My name is Esther Adebayo, and on my tech journey with Esther, I sit down with tech folks to talk about how they've been able to handle rejections, overcome obstacles in their careers, and really cut through the hype. From coding mistakes to battling rejections, to balancing work life, and even doing phenomenal things, my guests will share everything raw and real on my tech journey with Esther. New episodes drop every week, so you don't want to miss out. Hi everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of My Tech Journey with Esther. Today we have an interesting guest here with us. We have Daniel Asaboro. He's a backend engineer and he's going to be sharing all about his journey and how tech has been for him so far. So thank you, Daniel, for joining me here today.
Thank you, Esther, for having me.
Yeah. All right, so before we jump straight into like your journey, I always like to start with a light question just to, you know, ask my guest questions. So there are two questions I have in mind. I'll probably ask you one of them. If you had to pick between just one that you can do for the rest of your life, between listening to music, watching movies, or maybe watching some kind of sports, football, I don't know, which would you pick for the rest of your life?
Yeah, see,
is it tough?
Yeah, because of what's in the situation I got into, either of all this trip.
Okay.
I prefer doing the thing that watching other thing. That's just.
Okay.
So playing football, automatically reads football. Then, yeah, movies, do I have to be very, very selective? For music, I like to listen to music. Certain music. Maybe when I'm going to stop, and so whatever. They just stick to doing the movie. It just gets me into. That's why.
Okay, so you pick music.
Definitely.
Okay. Nice. All right. So
the reason for the pause was that I started seeing this series recently, Blacklist, and then it's making me think the whole idea of actually seeing it. I don't know. Have you seen it?
Oh really? No, I haven't seen it. But I think I started watching it, but I stopped at some point. I didn't go far.
I did stop.
At that point, I think I was not feeling it. I think it started slow, if I remember correctly, and I wasn't really feeling it, so I just stopped. But are you recommending it? Is it something that you're enjoying?
Wholeheartedly, I'm recommending it. It's the 9.89, but it was.
Are you serious? Okay, I'll probably watch it again.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'll check it out. All right. So I'm interested in learning more about what prompted you to, you know, become a backend engineer. You know, a lot of people, something always inspires them to start a tech journey. So for you, what inspired you to even, you know, become a backend engineer?
Right. I think when I was a child, I wanted to distribute things, you know. So if you're a child that was inquisitive and less beauty, the right part for your brain is there to go as well. Just go for engineering, and then you now figure out what kind of engineer you want. And then secondary school, I started getting into this. I was PowerPoint, then Excel, you're doing those calculations, and then you're doing what? I think just there. Then I think it was in a year to graduation in secondary school. We had this new. Who introduced us. She had some connections, and then they took the two best students now to go for a competition. Luckily, I was selected to represent the school. There we were taught outright programs. Then it was action scripts. I don't know if you know action. Action scripts. I think it's the Adobe. It's before when JavaScript became what it is today. Action scripts was what it is. Your web page always been response.
Interesting.
And then a lot of dressing stuff. But then I think they had a lot of side effects. And then JavaScript came to that was what Pacman resolved. Yeah, exactly. And then when I got to university, I went to mechanical engineering, and suddenly every of this programming.
What university? I'm
currently University of Vic.
Oh, interesting. I'm in my final, I actually went to mechanical engineering, so we're in the same department.
In Unilag. Whoa, what is it? Whoa, how was the time? I'm inclined to ask what.
Yeah, it was fun. Actually, it's fine. We can chat about it. It was fun. I remember the lecturers, Bimni. Is he still there? He was one of my favorite lecturers and all. So it was fun. It was good.
He is one of my favorite lecturers. It means enough. Yeah. It's really understand. Next year. So, I got into university in 2017. 2018, I 2018, I of software, I went to IP. So that was very doing all this Strathbay sort of, we're still around building teams and AI was coming up then. So, but there was not really a pathway, like the final pathway. YouTube was not as common then into mentorship. I think we'll know what it is now. Then.
Yeah,
I agree. So I felt need 1 or 2 days. I was like, somehow suddenly I just dropped the play competition. I think that was that group. I wrote this program, set my guest account. So the idea was not get to the means, the faster person to get to the game with the competition.
Okay.
I wrote my code. Similarly, everything worked until we got to the competition day. And then, it didn't even good was running. The tires were spinning.
Wow.
On. Yeah, now later I said, after for that lady, I think I was 17.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah, I think I figured out the platform used then was towels. I tested it in my mom. Was rough. Yeah, ceramic towels. So, traction.
Okay, towels,
you need friction to keep those things rolling. So, if you want to do that, you need to add more power. Now, we number 6.
Uh-huh.
I think. And that was like November, October. So it was part of the first edition of IRO. Actually, then the DJS robotic. So it's now a big thing now. So we're in the first edition. And I think after that, I was like October, November, December. Then 2019, I just dived into something else. I think I had an issue with my laptop. It was smaller. And then started freezing when I had to go to when I needed to bigger stuff. I lost part of the job till I got the news. Happened when I got the news, I not go back to programming. And then suddenly, COVID came. I dipped into ACB, left 2020. So I was really going to it, but just like wanted to do some specific. I understood the basics, but I didn't really go into it. So I never go into to automate paintings. Or maybe do some integration between one services or maybe like those kind of Zapier thing. I just did, but not both programming through yourself until 2023, where I was in it. I volunteered for something very, very, I was a security job. Nigeria had the election this year. Yeah, so I volunteered for what. One of those parties to help in a position saying that. Then it was shocking to be among a lot of people who, what they count as new day, maybe automating team. They found it so
incredible.
I feel like start, but not like start.
Oh, nice.
I was in the most busy team because I was never proud of that because I felt maybe it was the Nigerian system. I hope you understand. I don't talk about it. But the idea was like, we get information from the officials, we tabulate, and then we record it on our own side. And then if the results come out, we compare and contrast. Although it should not be, exact. But then we don't want, the goal was not to make the discrepancy too wild, guys.
And find it's like helped. Correlation and all of that.
Exactly. So we all like to reduce the
That
was the main idea of that. So I think one of the things we did was, I used to write a program then. Well, suddenly I wrote a program for the three work that I wanted. So I had to revert back using HDL. I had to write on the test 6 days and then the local government. So they had a way of categorizing it. I think it was polling units, ward, LGAs, and there's one more. But just so the idea was like, we write all those things down, then put the party, APC, PDP, LP, what have you, and then people will start inputting. But then I knew I could actually do is write a program that people just go online, type it. I did that before, it was too late. But I said that if I had known how to do that at that point, it would have actually increased the efficiency more than what we had actually given. Exactly. Yeah. So when I got back, fortunately for me, it was in my COS period. So that was the short trip. So I was like, I must learn this thing, how to do this as soon as possible. So that when such a situation arrived, I was able to offer my most streamlined was the process that happened. So I had to go and learn Node.js. That's why I went back in. Before then, I was like, I wanted to go through. My neighbor really is going to go into program. Okay. I could write a program, but they were just big. But you know, I was like, let's do this thing. Because there was school, extracurricular activities, all kind of like, I was like, but that situation was like, we have to go out to do this thing right now. We have to ensure. So I picked Node.js, and then in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, I rebuilt that particular.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, so you can know, I was mostly like 10 hours. So it was funny, actually. But luckily for me, I think someone there too, I must say someone potential. So one of the officials that did organize, I called him and organized. So he was like, Daniel, but my friend also a very good person, said, okay, he has this idea and wanted us to work with it. I think he assumed that I was within programming, or like I was if
a guru.
So maybe that was posterior already. Maybe. So it was like after he was like, so he told me the idea. He was a person that regardless of the don't miss not working with you. I was like, I can do it. So he was like, let's go and learn this thing overnight so that when the time comes. Luckily for me, he said he was not starting now. Go to start something. So like once it's ready, I should be ready to be. So I started building projects and building projects. I like, I was paying days. I had to cut myself off with my friends, my family. They're complaining, what are the things they knew? So I had to cut myself in. I learned those stuff, basic stuff. And they were like, why not go to do front end this time? Because apologies to the front end guys outside. But I feel that front end has been demonetized. Yeah, what's new?
Front end has been what?
And I don't say the kid.
Say it again.
But I feel that there was no, what's the word? There was not much. There was no, there are a few ways to actually show every to show it as we have. Feel that anybody was interested in programming, who just was named, just was what? Join programming. To just pick up their laptop and just write a basic front end. They build a website for you. And then there was Webflow, WordPress, So what I realized, I think I doubled into market. I should actually mention that.
Really?
What I found out, when people feel that when they feel that they can do things, they can do things themselves. When they pay for it, they're not really paid for it, or they're not satisfied with any amount they pay. Like, take market, for example. I did contest market, so there's this type of content. I know, you know, contest market.
Content marketing.
So people like, oh, it's not words, just write words. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can take now, tell you what I can do. Maybe it was programmed, they're like, I can do it. Like, okay, go and do it. They can do it.
They can do it, yeah.
Yeah. Of course, they can, to be fair, they can actually do it. It requires time and effort and dedication.
They can't do it as good as someone that is an expert can. Yeah.
Exactly. But then they still have that feeling that they can actually do marketing well. Yeah. That's the same way I feel about something. Not just to do so. Just push this button by this side. Oh, just make it green, make it yellow, you know, that kind of thing. So I feel that, I don't go into front end this time. And I feel that it's like running around in circles too. My apologies. Maybe because I'm very good. Maybe, but then how do I feel? So I was like, okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to back end this time. And then, so I started focusing back end. Luckily for me, I think we should go like, how did I get my first job to like the main point of this?
We'll come to that. Let's backtrack a bit to your learning experience. How you mentioned that you were just learning. So how was that exactly? Like, where did you learn? What tools did you use to learn? Did you use YouTube? Did you take a course? Was this a friend that was like putting you through? So how was that learning for you exactly?
Yeah, so if you I did post my username. I post on Twitter. I feel that people think programming is that. I don't take it. Twitter mm-hmm. just requires time, effort, and dedication, which people are not willing to take. That's what we get about programming. So, isn't it? So one thing I did was figure out that I needed was there a deadline, a structured learning. So I was lucky to stop on what's new. I was lucky to have a project to build. No, I told you now, I volunteered for something to review that school system in 3 weeks. So I gave myself a deadline. So that 2 weeks was 2 weeks of learning from to build that project ultimately.
Oh, wow.
So when I actually learned it, I think I built that project 3 days when I started the scratch. Because I had an idea of what I wanted to build, my goal and everything. So I was not like feeling, I was not playing like, okay, I wanted this button.
I had a target.
I would have this button to have like 10 pieces of radios or something, or like five. And I started playing Whistling Blind. I'm like, once people upload pictures, MPDR, was there. They built the score sheet and we attached the name. Yeah, the place is secure. It's secure as well. The authorization of application can view the game and get it place. All this sort of thing. So basically, in the structure of the game, I was lucky to find Nathan Ninja. Ian, what is interested
in? Ninja, that's YouTube channel.
YouTube, the YouTube channel. Next Ninja is very good. So he just gives you the introduction. Really explain. So it doesn't just teach you. It makes certain mistakes. Allow you to figure out why those mistakes. Yeah? And then it's correct. There's a certain way of learning. Of teaching. Which
teaching,
it's quite. So Net Ninja, web dev sim. Simplified.
So web devs simplified. Yeah, no web devs
simplified.
Yeah.
So I wanted to take a course, but then I realized that I wanted to address that. You are finished. So you were like paying money and doing nothing. So like I was able to do it. But there was this course that the guy recommended to me. I reached out to people too. So I think people so there was this guy, he's a GDS in me, Shidevere, past GDS in me. He was like, okay, this is what you're meant to do, this sort of sort. So he gave me a course. I didn't know I was buying the course. I didn't buy. But what I did was go through the course read. Yeah, so I picked out a specific topic that I chose well.
Okay.
Pertaining to what I was meant to do. I could not afford to buy that course at that point. It was quite cheap. I was like, no. So I picked out what I needed. I think most courses are quite explanatory, even from the course outline itself. So I learned some tools without, I like, oh, you need this to do this. So there was more time for upload. There was password for security. I mean, security. Yeah, that was back in. So I picked those things and then I went to LinkedIn and I implemented all those things. I implemented all those features. When I was running at the deadline, I was stopping out of sea. I think it was just required enough. Nasty right up there. So I think I was spending 10 to 12 hours.
Wow, that's intense learning.
And I think I was playing this funny game. You know GitHub now, where you push every day, shape the So if you look at my GitHub now, you have if you see my GitHub, they will see that my green. So I actually use it to document my journey too. But okay. I share this to document. But I don't think that answered the question. Or I went wrong.
Yeah. You went around, but eventually you answered questions. Like you talked about learning via YouTube. Web Dev Simplified, Net Ninja.
Talked about
how you tried not to just buy courses, but like learn based on what you need at that time. And also reaching out to friends as well, like people that can help you and just direct you and all of that. So that's very useful for anyone that is also looking to become a backend engineer. Okay, you want to say something?
Yeah, don't miss the, like, having a deadline. Yeah.
The deadline thing.
This is very, very physical. And I've been...
And not just open...
And the target's to me. That gets to me. So don't just... I mean, the other step, you know, so I, funny thing, I don't know, people call me, I come in front or anything. But after teaching, I teach you. Like,
okay,
I even
dive into programming?
Yeah. So, part of the DSE. Funny thing, I'm teaching them, like, Flutter. But that's a long story. That's another story entirely. But what are they telling me? Like, the deadline is critical. Mm-hmm. And having a project. The reality is this. Because no matter how HTML is very simple, CSS. But how learn all of those languages? We have to learn what is required to build what you want.
Build a particular thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of easy to say, I want to build a single page. I go to build it, it's fine. So you can see what's implement you're going to be in it. But the thing is, I mean, I think that's why you call it software engineering or software development. There was this argument recently. But the idea is this engineering. Yeah, really, I think it was on Nigerian Twitter. I had to like mute it. I can't put it on for that. But the idea is this, in engineering now, engineering is about design. That was separate from the technical guy. This, what's the name? Yeah. This is giving synergy to all those disparate parts like education. The main feature, maybe the scheduling app, a video call app. You know, it's about synchronizing all this. Most people that I teach, actually, you know it. I feel that I'm even more smarter than I am. I still like, I think I'm smarter than I am. But the thing is, you cannot show it. You cannot teach all of those things together.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take it bit. You can build those things in single time. I mean, the people that work for people that use Microsoft, but they could build an authentication part with the module or anything like that. But then they cannot make everything sink into a hole. Yeah, they always struggle with it every time. So I feel that when they have a project, they're able to figure out a way to what's the name. I'm going to program, you have a deadline. But rest assured, you cannot learn any program. You can't learn that. You can learn what is required to
generate. Yeah, exactly. To build a project. Yeah, true. That's so important. Like, you can't say you want to know everything in JavaScript.
It's impossible.
Know what you need, to build that particular project that time. Yeah, that's so good.
People are learning, people have been learning JavaScript for like 20 years or so, and they're not done. So,
and they're still learning.
Yeah, they're still learning. So, who are you?
To just learn JavaScript. Yeah, very true. Yeah, cool. We are moving on to, talk about a bit about technical writing or content marketing, because I actually saw that you have like 15 articles on dev.co. I was like, wow, that's so good, because you joined like 7 months back and you've been writing articles, which I went through a couple of them and they are so good, right? I really like your articles. So
thank you very much.
You're welcome. How did technical writing, blogging become a part of your journey? Was it something that you just decided to start doing, or, what really inspired you to start writing? Because I'm asking because for me, looking back, I know writing was one of the things I actually started doing when I was growing my career. And when people say, oh, they're not getting jobs or they're not even, you know, getting jobs or putting themselves out there, I always say start writing. That's one of the things to help you build your career. So for you, what exactly prompted you to start writing articles?
Yeah. You know, I told you I did take, I did marketing and touring, Connect Magazine too. Yeah. So I think I somehow simply absorbed that people will write, people will share. It may not be the one, it may not be the real expert, but people just assume that when you teach something, that you're the expert of me. I don't know how they do. Like, I've read that in a long time. So I used to read for Fast Read. So there's this guy, Dan Kennedy, was in marketing space, right? So he's like, just write a book. Anything you are doing, you want to establish yourself, just write a book. People automatically assume you're an expert.
Authority in that field,
They just assume that you know it. When they have jobs that specific, they always go to like, this guy with a bottle, maybe you should talk to him. Maybe you should talk to him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then one of my piece on dedication, I wrote out to, I think it was what's the name? Yeah, it was a dedication using Mongoose. So Mongoose is where you register a question. It sends me the password, what's the name? It sends you the person password, although it's hashed, it sends it back as a response. So I wrote about ways to overcome that audio. I mean, because it's security risk. So if you're not a card that has access to that, have multiple hashes and then those. So I think I dropped like three ways of overcoming that particular thing. I mean, so one of them was like using select, the other one was separating, the dedication process for password hashing process. And somebody messaged me. Somebody thought that piece. I was like, oh, we are having this problem. I mean, there were a lot of comments. Check. Then this guy was like, oh, and we asked what's having problem with authentication. And was having, I mean, like, I, so I don't know who sent me to say that. She said, send me a DM. Send me a DM. I'm helping.
You're in for it.
quite a lot of blessings for me, but you don't necessarily assume that I was good at because I wrote. Well, then you felt like I was this education expert, so imagine that they have a problem with education, getting to where they recommend me.
This person is the one that he actually
said, funny thing that people actually extend expertise to, they feel that you have expertise. If we can actually do something, so even though it's very expert, then can I recommend, you know, authority works that way too. I think psychology and market, some of those things you are solving. So he DM'd me, we started talking on Twitter, and so he showed me the problem. He sent me, he added me to his GitHub, checked it out. I think I even learned from his code, only thing, so that
it's
nice. I learned from his code. I was like, wow, oh, I did that because I was quite new then. I just knew how to solve a particular problem. Well, that specific part, which I shared, but then I linked from finished codes, and then I was able to resolve problem, but it was totally related to what, but it was still on notifications. But and then it showed me some things like we had a lot of errors. We walked through step by step until we got to 1.4. So it was about cookies, so it was using a different form. We didn't figure that part out. So the way cookies work, I don't want to, wasn't it? I don't at the risk of trying to work. No, at least for standards over. So if you have cookies on your website on the front end part, and you make a request to the back end, it's only sent to that particular website. If you use different ports, Chrome, the browser, recognizes the port as a different website entirely. So it could be on port 80, port. So the thing was that every time he was sending that particular request, it does not take a cookie at all. I didn't think that web desk actually taught me that particular thing. But because I never experienced that problem, he did not say.
He never We've all been taught that resumes and cover letters are the keys to landing a job, but I'm here to tell you that there's a far more powerful tool that hiring managers are actually paying attention to. Ready to hear it? It's called your portfolio site. That's right. While everyone else is tweaking fonts on their resume, your developer portfolio is how you can wow recruiters. It shows off your creativity and skills in a way that no boring resume could ever. But building a polished portfolio from scratch takes forever, right? Wrong. I've created the ultimate portfolio site template that does all the heavy lifting for you, built with Next.js pages and Chakra UI. This portfolio site immediately introduces you to potential employers, highlighting your career achievements, gives them quick links to contact you, and check out all your socials and GitHub. All you need to do is make tweaks and deploy, and then you're good to go. Access the code for this portfolio site by visiting thefreelancehq.com/getmyportfolio.
Yeah.
So I was like,
you were not able to practicalize it.
Exactly. I think it's so, you know, the funny thing that it works on my system, it does not work on the server. So I think it was working on Postman. Part of the problem was working on Postman, like it was not working on the browser. Oh, because the browser was more stringent. Right? So it was not saying that long. And then by the end, we had it, I was like, okay, I think what's the pause? And they were like, oh, what is not the, what is not that? I think. But for the one stuff, we were like, oh, thank you. And then it was like, we were so grateful for like days or
just. How long did you spend on that?
The last time you did it, you resulted to like under 2 hours. It was a series of, what's the name? It was a series of problems that we kept solving step by step. Until we got that. That was the most pivotal, what's the name, challenge then. I remember the peaks and the lows, right? I think we had two or three calls. We were resolving it all. Result, it was a series of problems anyway. I think he did not really understand the chain of how things flow, which I had to recommend Nathan John, but this is fighting my DNA.
Okay.
Yeah, because I felt that they had it cost.
They explained all those.
You know, but okay, at the end, I let something. Oh, shit. I was the
point really of that. Really nice.
Yeah.
Cool. So now let's walk into like, let's dive into your first job, how you got it, and the process of just landing that job. Where exactly did you find the job posting, and you know, what was the process like to actually get that first job?
Yeah, you know, when I initially said that like my process is not replicable now, like guys, I probably share to inspire people, but then it's not replicable. Well, I was in fact recommended. Somebody vouched for me, like I was going to build it. I think I impressed that person with what I had built in that short time. And then I told him that I was laying back in the ready. Was a friend. But like, so I told him, and then we were like, so I think the first time he saw, I showed him the progress I was building, and he was like, wow. Since he started learning, we're lying, you know, that kind of thing. I told him, no. Like, so I was like, go and check my GitHub so you can see. Can see when I started learning how far, and so he checked it. I was like, wow. Then we're like, so he has this. And I think a few weeks later, he told me that he has wanted me to work, because I think I hinted at him that I wanted to, if he has anything, like just practice. I said, I wanted to practice, I'll just train anything. And then he was like, okay, Dad, don't worry, it's paid. Good boy. First job paid. I mean, first job paid, no even internship, not straight. So luckily, I was. In charge. They gave me autonomy. I think that's the one.
Okay.
I was given autonomy to practice things, to learn on the job. Freedom, I think it's underrated, yeah. To figure out things. And then it was a team of who were going to learn. I think I did not overstate why it was. Although they were looking at me like, this guy has gone far. I think they were setting bars for me, but I had to keep eating. You're like, so they didn't think you're a fraud. My friend recommended me. So I was like, I'm not putting him to shame. So I had to like always, I was like, I think the word catch up, playing catch up is on my WhatsApp. I think I placed it them. I can play catch up to my WhatsApp, but I think okay. I was. Yeah, so he was like, yeah, I don't, because people always cue that. Because I think that when I know something, I just know it. If I don't know it, I don't know it. I always understand it. And the, maybe when I'm talking with them, yeah, explained it. All of this I learned in the market. So you ask me, very, very good at passing a message out because we're just listening. Yeah, I could see him quite competitive for me, particularly. Maybe I'm not that. But the idea was like, gain autonomy, goals, and recommend it's a job. So, beat, I mean, first job, first level, like, we beat a scheduling. At the risk of revealing someone, with the scheduling app, a video conferencing.
Interesting.
So I had to work with a lot of these things. I worked with a lot of stuff. The BRTC, I am buzzword. I hope you are to say time. And it was concurrency, wow. People conferencing that thing. So yeah, it was intensive. Yeah, it was intensive. So it was what like spending 10 to the art. When I woke up in the morning.
That's really intensive. Art,
I'm up there. So I was like, I think it was the idea of playing catch up on no one wanted to let any. That was the more critical part for me, yeah. So it was very intense for me, jump part. That was the part of my first year.
That's actually interesting because like how what was the time frame between when you actually decided to go full time earlier in the year to you getting this first job, someone recommending you? How far was it apart?
I think it was 1.5 months. So because you know my GitHub, I told you I was documenting some things. So I think my first push, so the gap between my let me see. I'll have to check.
Yeah, it's fine. Even if it's 1.5 months, that's still really fast. That's like really fast.
So it's quite fast. So that's why I say I'm lucky. Quite fast. So it was my first push was 10th and the first job was June 6th. So yeah, 1.5 months checks out.
1.5 months roughly. Wow. Yeah. That's very inspiring. And for me, just knowing that someone recommended you, that means you actually had at least a project that you had built up, you know, a couple of things that you could show someone and the person is that impressed to say, wow, your work is so good. Let me recommend, you know, to people. And one of the things that I found out that a lot of newbies in tech, they're just like, oh, I've finished this course now. I'm looking for a job. But when it comes to projects that they've actually built, not many people can, you know, show these things that they've built. Not many people have that track record. And I've even heard people talk about how for front-end developers, it's easy for them to maybe build their portfolio because front-end is a lot more visual. But for back-end developers, it's not so easy. So how exactly would you advise like a back-end engineer to develop their portfolio?
Yeah, you know, there's this plan where you mean like no evidence, it was being tired. I don't even know about.
Yeah, I know it. Like, yeah, I know it.
Yeah, but I feel it makes the space for front-end engineers quite competitive because everybody will actually show their work. That meant me in the market. And that's what you see, particularly with UI UX designer. I don't know how those guys survive. I don't know. They're now AI too. So you have to do a lot of work to actually put yourself out there. Put yourself out there and... Mm-hmm. Can be the actually biggest thing. And more importantly, people are going to feel that it's not just a drag button. And I hate when people undermine me still, but and those people do really put a lot of work on it.
Yeah, they put a lot of effort into it.
Just designing the sim. I'm not sure I think it's pushing buttons, but it's actually a lot of work on it. But I tried it, I was like, wow. Yeah, so how backend can show that you. I don't think backend is a job. I mean, that you should get trained techies. If you do it, kudos to you, actually. I think it's always better out of you actually get recommended. And that's where the idea of networking comes out. Mm-hmm. I mean, documenting, showing your writing, teaching people. That's actually walk people through your thought process and be like, oh, I like this way, this deck, things. Maybe you can try to work. And people are impressed by your. They need your client's skill and they look at the potential of what you can do now and let it forward. Moving people who are in that line. I think you should follow them. Yeah, should follow why in back end where you want to work. So you already know your skill. First, build your project.
being a fully functional player, not just within a part, within one other part. So you have to be a fully functional project that works. Mm-hmm. And then you can now extrapolate what skills you learned, mostly teach it to. I'm going to say, okay, I learned how to do authorization, learned how to do so-and-so, how to do payment, how to do tracking, moving, working with WebSockets, just kind of a WebRTC, using PS, So I think we should actually teach those things so that, because backend is basically the logic, you know. Frontend is logic out. It's what?
You are frontend, eh? Do you have friends that are in frontend engineering?
Yeah, I do. I do have a lot of friends.
I don't drag them too much.
No, we used to have this clash, like, this person is more important. But I don't know. At the end, we always know that everybody is smart.
Everybody's important.
Yeah, so, I mean, the idea is, on the back end part, you have to do more of the logical thing. You have to be very, very logical. Yeah, since that, if it does not work, you're not your soul. You know, true. You could actually say, you're scheduling time of with you're booking an appointment on people's schedule. You can write anyhow your formula, your distance, where I trace, check this thing. But at the end, if you put it on the wrong time, and then you're wasting people's time, that's a lot of,
yeah.
You know, because that scaling too, it's not easily resolvable. That much. Just one thing, like I can see the important man. Let's try or blanket cascades. So you just have to get it. And it's about thinking, it's about logic. That's what we want to see. And that's what showcasing it's supposed to mean. When you write articles, when you post, teach people to actually need to submit idle thing. Sometimes I started to give people in short time right there. Now I think I understand something, but the lie. I just realized that, wow, that is non-logical. Do you think you understand? Go and check it before your students come. Do that around. So you have to teach it so that get satisfied. Once I then I post is when I go to the ocean understanding some. They will check people on Flutter and I started writing articles of that. I started Flutter in 3 months, you know, less than 3 months ago. I actually got the job to stay 1.5. We don't ask. That's a lot for me. But it was still the same process. Mm-hmm. In some ways, replicate. Same process. Have a project. Show people what you have done. In fact, even on the bite, where we really got to show. Let's go. I think you give more prudence to move out. You know, can I just rip up your PC and start typing something and build it? Move out. Just really understand it. Management, understand. So teaching people actually works in that sense. You have to teach to understand to solidify your knowledge. And that's what backend. And that's what backend is.
Building fully functional applications as a backend, like not just small parts but functional application. Also mentioned like writing, teaching people. That's so important.
Yeah.
All of these are what will help you. You know, put yourself out there to someone that's looking to hire you or employ you. Yeah. So
To be fair, I like to make a quick clarification. I mean, people may see my blog post and say, wow. But I also state that I actually learned how to write up to this level. I'm not satisfied with it. When I look at some people in marketing, people like from animals, I don't know if you own brand or animals.
I work at animals, actually.
Oh my goodness! I cannot compete.
I work on animals. I think that was last year. Yeah, from 2 years ago to sometime last year. Yeah, I used to work on animals. It was I know Ryan Law and all those people. Yeah, very good writers.
But you see, I mean, they wasn't it because animals. I mean, people are animals now. They share their process. We automatically assume that animals. Getting in, yes, it may not be for me, but because
they're doing well.
But they are.
It's the same thing you talked about perception. is the same thing with our perception. Like when you keep putting yourself out there, people have a perceived notion of you just because, you know, you're putting yourself out there. So I think it's the same thing about perception. But definitely animals is a great, like, they do really good work. So
no, yeah. I at some point I had to grab the old blog posts. I mean the old website and just read it. And I go back to over and over.
Really good. Mm-hmm.
Yes, on intro. So I think you have to go and ask, right? Too. So you may not be, well, I mean, Rad actually made a point, which has stuck to me, stuck with me. It's not about actually writing, it's about the idea. Writing is more about the idea than actually the writing itself.
Share your writing process with us here.
Yeah, so you can compensate for. Can compensate the good idea with bad writing. Good idea can compensate for bad writing, but good writing cannot compensate for bad ideas. So you have to have, So that means, finding ideas to their blog post on animal, how to choose an idea, maybe counterintuitive. What's the name? You know, other stores like counterintuitive. What's in the world? Teach that is shocking. Very, very, very interesting stuff like that on animal. The nice. Night Belt. I really recommend it. Night Belt.
Nice. Animals free. Yeah. Free adverts for animals, but it's so good. As you're talking, you sound like someone that really likes marketing, I think, because you mentioned marketing, you mentioned content, and also it seems like you really enjoy marketing, right?
I feel that the effort I put into it does not give me reward, and I like to maximize output. That means increasing efficiency, putting small work and achieving a lot of things, right? I feel that sometimes marketing can become this cycle where you keep turning the wheel. Right? Then you're like, oh, these are the things, new tools coming every day, perception, the total of things. I feel that the honest marketer that transfers over to their really fast tradition, people that I think that they'll be very, very good. But if the point is this, actually. The thing is what I realized, that most technical particular shit. Most technical shit. Bad writing. People read it, but because I actually dive into marketing, I kind of feel like I did this person, and people are like, wow. Yeah, that was that compensates for
this paint is for me.
You read one
that you were not impressed with. Like, you read an article or a couple of
I've read multiples that I'm not impressed with. Okay. But I actually finished it, but I actually wanted information from I didn't want any information from the
article,
from the piece, yeah. And I actually got it. Which should be about point, like, the idea will always compensate for bad writing. Bad writing can sit everywhere, like, the ideas are shit. So, what I do is, instead of shitting on the article, I don't do that. Let's just actually write some. So, what I do is, I have a lot of drafts. That means I feel that I've read this post before, I've read on this topic, I feel I can do better. So, what I do, I write the topic. Put it on dev tool and write my point, maybe bring a quantitative, maybe work on that angle, smile, facing guys, make it interesting, put in a touch of story. I got to put it there at the drafts. From time to time, I go and work on it. And then, depending on how interesting the idea. Yeah, so Ryan actually talks about this idea bank that you can keep improving on. You can pick part of this articles and use it to write your article, part of this thing that you never publish. So Ryan has a lot of, it was just this thing. I think Ryan left. He's not the only one that wrote on it. I think it was Gail, May, so she wrote an article on Fish Line.
Interesting. And I'm thinking. You study Animal's blog.
I for me. But then you see how people write intros that face you.
Very catchy.
Exactly. And beyond that, not just the intros alone, even the body. So you watch some, you learn some funny, interesting ways to handle things like text, like this. like people are, so there's back end is bigger, front end is bigger. So those are two stages and they are under stages as well. So everybody comes from to a step, come over. And so from the stages, which is the one I tell before. I don't know if you get that idea that part.
Yeah.
So that's a nice piece. So somebody can do it. I think this guy, what's his name? Says that he's a nobody developer, the GDE. But very good at. So on that argument of Google, software engineering and software developer, we basically did that thesis at thesis there, and then arrive at the sites, push everybody out with that particular post going viral. I think it's a simple post. Yeah, so you see that if you are interested, I'll send it to you so you can see.
Okay.
But then, of course, even marketing person had written up the proper bit that because they would want to shift. They're just throwing. But it still works because the idea is so
it's good. Yeah.
I think that's
cool. So we are on the final question now. I know it's been like an amazing conversation, just learning about your story, hearing all the tips and advice that you know you're giving to people that are probably just getting started in their journey. So that's actually my last question. You know, if you could maybe advise yourself when you started, or you could give an advice to someone that is just starting their career as a back-end engineer, what's that one piece of advice that you would give that person?
I think it extends beyond back-end engineering. I think the idea is don't go into learning in language. You're not going to learn any language. So you're not learning JavaScript. Okay. You're not learning Java. You're not learning. You're going to build something. So that's the idea. Stress weight. You want to build projects. You want to build something. So I'm thinking people are, and when I saw their curriculum, like, no, that was the case. We're not going to do this. So I had to fight. Even though I was new and that I'm disagreeable. So I had to tell them that we have to be project. We're not going to be project that. Very common. So one of those things, when I meet people and they're like, they are very impressed with what happened. I'm like, okay, what project have you built? And then they'll be like, I see, and when I see, they want to talk, and I'm like, come on my to-do list. And then they don't have anything else to say. It's so common.
Yeah.
And the thing is, a lot of people are, I actually wrote a funny short thread on it. On the same thing, right? That means that they. So, the idea is, to-do list has been illustrated in multiple ways. So, you see that basically, if you get stuck, you just go somewhere and copy because somebody has written, but you don't really understand it. But when you find a problem that is not towards me, that is not really accessible, so you begin to learn the intricacies of the programming language itself. So you're not learning the programming language as the goal, you're learning that the bike process or machine building that.
Yes, that part. I get
what you mean. So you're actually learning. So I'm like, we're not building to the project. And then it was this back and forth between the lead and then I know. And then eventually resulted in like, I'm going to organize a different track. The same people, we're going to make this track instead of we're going to build an app, which is the walkie talkie. And then that's the goal. So there's what's the name? The app Defest very popular everywhere, right? Yeah, so there's this student edition. Yeah, the latest one is happening Thursday on Friday and Saturday available. And when there's a student edition. So the idea of this is instead of going around and talking to the volunteers, we're trying to build an app that was the name allows everybody to have their phone. They join the channel. We're basically replicating what's the name, walkie talkie, without the cost. And we are learning, we're learning about. So in mobile, so there's course things like streams, future state management. So these are all the things we will learn as a result of learning how to
build the project,
more importantly, we actually need so many problem that when you're not solving a problem, the scope is not well defined. Can keep adding stuff. So like to do this now is not like a problem. So you can set add an AI, it's really good. And then but still to do this, you have not done anything spectacular. You have not really learned well. You're not banging the keyboard and not learning and not having problem that you have to spend this. I mean, So that's one of those things. And two is having a deadline. The deadline, I feel that the deadline must be was very, very short. Very, very short. So then it will shape up my business plan.
No, I don't know it.
So it's a big, this time is
DHH, yeah?
Yeah, DHH, David Ehrenmann. Jason Fry, and the last guy, I forgot his name.
Okay, I actually like their books. I think they was Rework.
Rework.
It doesn't rework, have to rework. Be crazy at
to
work.
To be crazy at work, to, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I used to read those days.
Those days.
Yeah, when I have to implement, I think I will worry, so I've stopped. Okay. Except for nine. That's right. I mean, right. But so they actually have this thing, the shape of, I think that's their last
friend. I'll check it out.
Yeah, so the shape of, I'm recommending what, and people are like, wow. But that's for me, employers, man. So it gives you this idea of scooping. Scooping in the sense that, Scooping in the sense that you work with time instead of working with building something. So, if you look at it very well, the most limited thing we have is not actually going to be efforts or resources, it's actually time, and it's counting every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, as we use more, we have less of it. So it's actually the main, the most limited resources. So they are like, okay, if you are especially building an agile, creating a design, what are constraints? Mm-hmm. So what are your constraints? The constraints are design, determined design, actually. Mm-hmm. So that's the same thing they brought into software. More constraint is time. So they have a 6-week box, you didn't think. So they have 6 weeks, that's in best criteria. So what can we build in 6 weeks? So they said so. And after that 6 weeks, so there's no, we want to do so again, we want to do so. So there's this pressure of this. It's something like when you wake up in the morning and the first thing you take is the laptop, when you're sleeping, when you're chatting, so then when you're talking to your chair, you're like, that kind of thing. Yeah. So deadline, very, very critical. Having a project, very, very, very critical. And motivation. So I think you need to have an external driving force that shoots it to the thing. Yeah. And then for me, I think it's the other person that said it wanted to be the system is me. Maybe. I feel some people, maybe it's the idea that they are growing old and maybe the skills they have currently will not surprise in the nearest future, maybe next way, ML and this kind of thing, and they have to change. So they have to change that. And honestly, I think the number one advice is this. First, learn it. You have to learn it fast now, people. I think the roles to juniors are disappearing because
AI is able to level up.
because how juniors usually get their opportunity. They're actually solving those million tasks that seniors don't want to solve, and they used to get experience. But now, ChatGPT, it's Copilot too. Those things actually do those things, and then subsidy. I mean, the seniors don't feel that they need, they require, what's the name again? They require interns, juniors. So it makes the bar really, really, really. So you have 2 years. So I feel that it's earlier you start now and get that into the door.
It's better.
Be better for you. And on learning, so I think most people struggle with learning. So if you have a problem, all they do is you go to ChatGPT. As I've seen recently, you just step in the problem and then copy the code. Copying the code is not a problem, but not understanding how it works.
The code,
So they just find it, don't just copy, try to explain to someone, try to teach it, try to find ways in which you. So if I'm like, ChatGPT, why did you use so and so? Why did you do it? Why did you do this? So I think the first thing is try it yourself. If it does not work out, and then give it to ChatGPT. Or sometimes, factoring, you've written your gibberish, so let me refactor it. Like, why did you do so and so? So you need to understand, because don't forget that it's an LLM that's gone through a series of. So if that's it, was an incredible the pit that she laid. I do have back and forth, actually pain. Sometimes maybe she gets this. Let me check the extension.
Is it an AI extension?
No, it's not. It's just a Chrome extension. So the name is Saved ChatGPT. I can type it to me. You know, it's chat.
Okay.
Look, yeah. For Chrome.
Okay, save ChatGPT. Okay.
Yeah, so if you find an interesting conversation with ChatGPT and you want to have, so what you can just do is we have the ChatGPT and just press save, you have to convert it to a PDF. I mean, oh, we want to press it, you can tell us if you have the normal point, but and then you can refer back to those things
that's,
to learn to understand.
So good. Yeah. That's so good.
So then just copy code that, you know. So more important, teach.
Teach, okay. Yeah, this has been teach. A very interesting conversation. Like, even me myself, I've learned a lot. Like, making sure that you have a time frame, it's not just open-ended. You're not just saying I want to learn JavaScript, because you can't really learn a language at the end of the day. You're learning for a particular project. Thank you
just
so
impossible.
Much. Thanks, Daniel, for coming to share your story. I'm sure a lot of people would have many things to pick out from this episode. You know, it's been very practical and a lot of learnings and insights that you've shared. So thank you so much for joining. And thank you, everyone, for joining. And see you in our next episode.